My name is Travis Bunn, and for those of you that don't know me, I've been in the web development world for about 15 plus years. And what I mean by that is I really started when I was young. I'm 30 now, and I started actually when I was 10, 11, 12, 13, somewhere in that age, making websites just for fun, for myself, for video game clans I was a part of, for my Dungeons & Dragons characters or other role-playing game characters. I would make them for small businesses and take very little money or do it for free just for the experience. I even made a couple websites for my mom. I've been updating them as my experience grows, and I still actually do her website now. Because obviously she's my mom, and she has two daycares up there in North Carolina, near Fayetteville, North Carolina, or even Rayford, North Carolina, since she has two locations. And if you're interested, just let me know. I'll point you in that direction. Actually, I run the email, so if you do get on that website, you'll catch me on email. Now, I wanted to start this podcast really to help other business owners and either understand the world of digital marketing or understand how to do it themselves, or maybe even just understand what their marketer should be doing. And I've noticed a distrust between clients and their marketers, and I believe that's for one of two reasons. I believe you're either going to get a quote-unquote professional that really isn't a professional, they don't know quite what they're doing, or they're just not doing it entirely at all, or they're going too slow because they're new and charging too much money. There are various reasons, and I don't want to attack anyone by saying that, but it is out there, and I have seen it. I'm sure people have horror stories, but on the same end, I've also noticed misinformed clients that have a lack of understanding in the digital marketing world. And I hear these horror stories from marketers about the horrible clients that really don't understand that things don't just happen 30 minutes after you ask for them. And that tends to happen in every industry where someone wants their order rushed or their work rushed. And that just happens all over the place. So I want to combat this just by helping everybody out and trying to give what I know, my order of progress in digital marketing, go into really detail on each section in upcoming podcasts. But right now, I just wanted to give what I said, the order of progress in digital marketing, kind of how I go about working with every client from bottom to top. Now, every client might be in a different position in their digital marketing journey, but I'm just going to start at the beginning and go to the end, and hopefully you'll learn from that, and then the next couple episodes will go into detail on each one of these things, or at least one of these subjects, since they can be quite lengthy, and this will be going on for a while. We're going to do this every week. So this is actually my first podcast, and I have nothing really prepared other than my checklist here. I got two sheets of paper just to keep me on track, so I'm not jumping all over the place. But anyway, let's go ahead and get into this order of progress in digital marketing. So what I would say you should start with first is to create a website. If you already have a website, that's great. There are certain things you could do to make it better. But let's just start at the beginning and assume you have nothing in the digital marketing world. I would start with a website, because a website is going to be the hub of information for your business. It's going to be like your physical location, but online. So if you wouldn't have broken light bulbs, signs falling apart, stains on the floor, and just a dirty physical location, then you wouldn't want to have a website that has broken links, huge images that really make the website load slowly, or bad contents and just really gimmicky stuff. You really want to work on building your website to represent your business. And there are about two ways to go about this that I would say. You can build it yourself. There are various tools out there, and they're great tools in their own right. So you have Wix, you've got GoDaddy Builder, Squarespace, Shopify, quite a few other different things you could work with. I'm not a huge fan of any of them except for Shopify, but that's just because I'm a web developer and I make my own. They work great. There's really good SEO factors there, and we'll get into that later. But anyway, the second actual method of creating your website is to go with a professional. So you can have freelancers, which tend to be cheaper just because it's one person doing the website in general. Sometimes they're beginners, sometimes they're not. You can grab a college student who is technically still going to be a freelancer and won't charge that much. As I said, when I was younger, I did websites for really cheap or just for free in general to get the experience and have something in my portfolio. The other method is to go with an agency, which tends to be a little bit more expensive, but they have the experience and wherewithal to do almost anything you want, and they're going to get things done in a very professional manner and make sure you have a return on your investment over time. So, as I said, just create a website, get something up there to really represent your business, and you're going to want to focus on things like themes and colors and branding in general. A lot of times things will come up like bad logo design or bad content or just bad layout in general on a website. So sometimes it needs to be revamped and fixed. And you can always start there and get that going really well. We'll dive into more detail on how you can improve your website if you have one, or just get one created from the scratch if you'd like. A few of the things I didn't mention, there's other platforms like Magento, like WordPress, and a few other ones. I tend to dabble in WordPress and Magento myself, so I wanted to mention those before moving on. Now, the second thing I would do is create social media, which you can honestly do that first as well if you want to go ahead and hit the ground running, since you have maybe a freelancer or an agency working on your website. You can be starting the social media and getting that running. So the first step of that is obviously research and choose your platforms. There's various ones out there. There's Facebook, there's LinkedIn, there's Twitter, there's Instagram, there's Periscope, there's Tumblr. There's just really a plethora of different social media platforms that you can use and utilize. And each one has its own strengths and weaknesses. So you really want to do your research there. And once again, we'll jump into some more details on that as we move forward in the podcast. So we'll have our own social media podcast. Honestly, we may even have our own Facebook podcast, our own Instagram podcast. It's just, there's a lot of information in there that I really want to touch on later. Another couple tips just for social media is be consistent in your branding with your website and the rest of your platforms. You want to use the same colors, logos, the brand name, messaging, and things like that. But that's not to say that you should copy and paste every post from one platform to another, because that's just disingenuous. It just doesn't seem like you're trying, especially if someone follows you on various platforms. They'll start to notice that, and really it'll turn them off and to a degree. So remember to connect your website and your social media information. So in your about section, you can add your website there just to make sure people know you have a website and can easily access it through your social media. I would also add your social media to your website. So have those icons somewhere. A lot of times I put it in the footer. Sometimes I'll put it up top in the header or make a secondary header right above the menu at the top. And I'll throw all the links to my social media in there. Don't forget, when you're doing your posting, you need to be yourself. Be honest. Share often. You don't want to just come up with some bland posts or just throw something out there. You really want to drive who you are to your customers and show everything about yourself. And your business, obviously. So, after creating your social media, getting all that together and starting that, you're going to start to learn how to manage it, how to post. You can even schedule some posts on certain things. We'll get into that in another podcast. For now, let's move on to number three, which is pay per click, which will be your Google Ads. There's Bing Ads. There's a couple different ones, but really Google is still king here, and you're going to want to focus on Google. I find that clients that want to jump into Bing can always just spend a little more money in Google and get better results on Google. Not to say that there's anything wrong with Bing, but if you notice, Bing has an option to import your Google Ads data into your Bing Ads. So they even know they're not king, and they're going to take your information from Google Ads to work with Bing. So that's just how it is. So Google Ads is something where you put a budget, like a daily budget out there, and it'll spend your budget every day trying to get people to click on your link. If you Google something or just search for something on any platform, I'd say Google, then you'll see at the very top after your search, you'll see a couple links that have a little green ad next to it. It just says ad. That means someone's using pay-per-click Google Ads to try and get you to click their website. And the way they get that is by doing research on specific keywords. So if you're searching for keywords like stickers in Georgia and you're selling stickers, then someone that searches stickers in Georgia will see your ad at the top or the second or the third. It really depends on how much money you're paying into it. And when they click that and go to your website, you're going to be charged for that click. So really, you're paying for traffic to your website. And if you keep it relevant, and if your website is designed to convert visitors into customers, then that's really going to turn into a conversion, and you're going to get a new client and make a sale. So you could spend $2 on a click and sell something for $50, and you've made $48 profit. Well, kind of. It really depends on your industry. So you're targeting people that are looking for your services or your products by researching keywords people are searching and targeting those for your pay-per-click ads. And there's quite a lot in this subject. There's actually a couple podcasts out there. The Paid Search Media podcast is one of my favorites. And I listen to them weekly just to figure out what they're doing, since this is all they do is pay-per-click. And I learned a lot of my stuff through them, and just trial and error. Remember, in marketing, a lot of this is going to be trial and error. You have to figure out what works for you and your business. Even if there are specific guidelines and ways to do things in general that do work, your business is unique. So you really want to make it known that it's going to be unique. And you want to focus on those unique characteristics to grab the right clients and make sure that a conversion is possible off of each click. So, number four on our list here is search engine optimization, SEO. And quite a lot of you have probably heard about this, and one of my least favorite jobs or professionals out there is a quote-unquote SEO expert or professional. And I don't like that word. I don't even like the word professional in general, just because we're all always learning. And I'm always learning, so I don't like to call myself a professional, but I do work in a professional capacity. So, as for search engine optimization, let's just demystify some of this craziness and really focus in on what it actually is. It's content. It's content that really assists search engines in understanding what your website is about. And that will allow you to rank better in search engines for certain keywords. So again, if you're selling stickers, you're going to want to talk about stickers on your website, and Google's going to crawl your website, look at all the content you have out there, and decide how relevant your website is to someone else. So it'll take all this into account and rank you accordingly through their search engines. So you may be on page 50. Because you just don't have a lot of content out there. You haven't been around long enough to be that important to Google. Or you're just not targeting the right keywords, so they're not ranking you for certain searches very highly. So it really depends on how much content you have and the quality of content you have. Now, some of the services that can be included or some of the things you should do for search engine optimization is blogging, researching into keywords, researching keywords to know what content to focus on in general in your blogs, on your content, in your copy for each specific page. And also, there's something called backlinks that you may or may not know about. It's basically another website linking to your website, whether it be through an article, whether it be to share your article, or anything of the sort. And depending on the website that's connecting to yours, it could be high quality or low quality, depending on their SEO rankings and various other things, to include how relatable it is to your website. And that could really boost up your quality to Google. Blogging is really just, if you haven't heard the term before, it's writing a diary or a journal. It's writing about your everyday experiences or your business experiences, or even how to do certain things in your business, because not everybody is going to be an expert. Not everyone's going to be able to do what you can do. So sharing your knowledge isn't necessarily a bad thing. There's nothing secret about here in the world anymore. It's the age of information. And honestly, if you want to, you can Google something, read enough about it, and try and do it yourself, and over time, learn how to do it. And that's another reason why I started this podcast, is because nothing's a secret out here. It's all searchable. It's all learnable. We're all adults, or even some of us are maybe children, but we can still read, we can still learn, and we can still grow. So that's what this is about, learning, growing, and really coming into our own as business owners. Really, a key thing of SEO is creating content your customers will find valuable, because if they find it valuable, Google's also going to find it valuable, and so is Bing or any other search engine out there. Now, there are quite a few little things tied into SEO, like metadata and plugging in keywords or giving proper descriptions for pages, and there's quite a lot out there, so we'll dive into that in another podcast as well. So let's jump into the next one, which comes back to social media, but it's social media advertisement. So I'm going to recommend you put some money into boosting social media posts. That'll get you quality traffic or conversions and sales. And what I mean by that is, if something's doing really well, like a video you just happened to post on social media and people really like it, you may want to consider throwing 10, 20, 30, 40, however many dollars into it that you want to boost it so other people see it. Because if a large crowd sees it on just your natural network, then everyone else out there on social media will like it as well. So it'll really get your brand out there and push things. And another way to take advantage of this advertisement would be to create specific deals, contests, or content in general that your customers are going to care about. And by that, I mean they're going to want to share it. They're going to want to like it. They're going to want to take advantage of the deal or the contest itself. And that's really what Facebook and other social media platforms have been focusing on, is not so much, hey, this business is going to run across your feed all the time. It's more or less, are your friends liking this? Are your friends sharing this? Are a lot of other people caring about this information? Well, then you might care about it too, so let's show it to you. And that's just how social media platforms have been evolving lately. What I would say is direct users on what you want them to do with calls to action, or CTAs, as I like to call them. So really what you're trying to do is tell them exactly what you want them to do. We have this many stickers for sale for this price, buy them now. And when you click the buy now, it takes you to a landing page, which is just a page on your website. It could be on the main website or just off to the side where you can't really access it through the normal website. And it offers that deal, or it offers that contest, or just gives information on the subject you were putting in your ad. And that's going to really help people get into your message and what you're saying, and then convert them if it's something they are really interested in, directing them to a landing page that keeps them interested and then shows them exactly what you want them to do, like purchase now. It'll cause them to go ahead and purchase now and convert into a real customer instead of just a visitor on your website. And there's various ways to go about using social media advertisement. You can even put in some money to get some more likes on your page. But if you're sharing great quality content and really being honest with people and trying to help people and trying to show your worth and value and uniqueness, then you're going to get those likes anyway. So I would really focus on the posts themselves, or ads, or deals, or contests, or any such thing like that. Now, my final part, which honestly isn't the end of digital marketing. There really is no end to digital marketing, and marketing in general just keeps going. It keeps going and actually keeps growing. So while your business grows and you make more money, you should be investing more into digital marketing, into physical marketing, just to continue that growth. You never want to be stagnant and remain stagnant unless you're happy where you're at, and that's completely fine. So the last part of my little checklist here would be website management. Now, you can have someone else manage your website, or you can just manage yourself. Now, what I mean by management is to monitor it for security problems, for updates, and analytics in general that you would hook up to your website through Google Analytics or various other tools out there, just to see what's going on with it and make sure what you want to happen is getting done on your website. We'll jump into analytics in its own podcast, obviously, but there's plenty of things to do in management, from updating the website to reflect social media offers, and also consider updating site features over time just in general. So A lot of people really want to come up with this great website. They want Amazon as their website, but they really don't have more than $1,000 to spend on a website. And you're not going to get Amazon. Amazon has a lot of money. And they put a lot of money into their website, and it's constantly changing, growing, evolving. So really, if you get a solid website up that does convert, you can always grow and add more to it later. Add features like pay online, or add features like an event calendar that shows where you'll be. That's just a few examples, but there's way more a lot down the line. Also in website management, I would place creating landing pages designed to convert customers. And that's by including content they want to see and giving clear calls to action, telling them what you want them to do with the information you're providing them. Once again, we talked about that with social media advertisement. You tie these landing pages, it's just a page on your website. It can be on your website itself, or it can just be a page connected to your website that people can't get to unless they go through these advertisements that you've created, or emails and various other things. So you would create these landing pages and give them clear calls to action, tie them to related social media ads and also Google ads. We'll get into Google Ads a little later, but you're going to end up putting a website link for where the link should, from the Google Ads should lead to. So if you're leading to a better source of content for that relates to that ad, then people are going to find what they want, continue to read, and actually convert. But if you have an ad out there for stickers and the landing page for that is for banners, then everyone's just going to leave that landing page because they don't want banners. They were looking for stickers and you just led them somewhere they didn't want to go. That just happens. So that's about my 6-step plan. There's actually a 7th step I didn't even think of till right now, but it's kind of in addition to all this, which it is a very powerful tool, and it has been for quite a while, is email marketing, which you can use things like MailChimp or just use your email in general and send it out to people. So with that, that's the 7th thing I would say. Kind of a final thing to continue going, and it can kind of tie in with social media advertisement, because you could throw the same ads in the email once a month in a newsletter, and people can click on it from there to go straight to your landing page of interest. Because generally with email marketing, you're going to collect their email ahead of time through your website, through social media, or through various other ways, just asking around and talking to people. So really, I would add that in there as well, and I'm sorry, I'll have to update a blog to add in email marketing. I just totally spaced it and brought it up now. I'm glad I did too, because that's an important part to me. So that's just a quick overview, a generic look at what I currently recommend and how you should go about. Actually, mostly in order, but it also depends. Where are you in your digital marketing journey? Do you already have a website? Do you have somebody managing it? Do you have social media and do you have somebody managing it? How about pay-per-click? Are you managing all this yourself? Do you have time to do all that? There's a whole bunch of factors that fit into this digital marketing world, and I really want to dive in deep in these upcoming podcasts just to give you everything that you need to know. And I know we didn't get into the nitty-gritty of things, but we will as the show progresses. So I'd recommend you check out my website, Bunn Brands. That's B-U-N-N. BRANDS.com, bunbrands.com, or just travisbunn.com. My last name is BUNN, two N's. And that'll give you helpful blogs and information on how I might be able to help you, or you could just contact me through there. Don't forget to check me out on social media. I'm all over Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and even Snapchat, although that tends to be a little bit personal, where I'm just sending out a few messages here or there and talking about what I'm doing. On my website, I'll be posting not only all these helpful tips and blogs, but I'll be posting about my life in general, just because I believe transparency and being yourself and just getting to know people really builds trust and allows people to understand who you are and that you actually care and want to help them with their business. So feel free to drop me a line, give me any feedback you have. You can hit me up through email or through social media once again, and I'd be happy to speak with you. I'd be more than glad to speak with you. I actually have free consultations on my website if you want to jump on there and ask for one. It's been great talking to y'all. I've had a lot of through this podcast. I'm going to try and improve upon that. But if you could give me any feedback, I'd be more than happy to respond to you and, you know, improve my show as I can move along. Once again, my name's Travis Bunn. It's been great. And have fun out there in that marketing world.